possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody.
Something happened?
Had a good morning. Had a very, very good morning. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. And yeah, it's a good morning.
Yeah, something happened.
7:30 a.m., James Cook, four-year deal. He is staying with the Buffalo Bills. 4 years, $48 million. That is good for $12 million per year. Again, Derek, none of us really can predict how this is going to go. Because yesterday we talked with Sal Capaccio, and this was after James Cook returned to practice.
Right.
But all three of us were like, I don't necessarily know if this means a deal is imminent. It could just be, I heard Sal say it yesterday with Shope and the Bulldog. Sal's always gotten the impression that Cook is in a way uncomfortable doing this, holding in, not practicing, what have you. We've talked about it. He always took the road less traveled during these negotiations. And yet, here we are. It appeared to come to fruition last night. I know Bean spoke on this earlier today, around 11 p.m. They kind of hammered it out, finalized it this morning. Cook signed it this morning. And off we go. 4 years, $48 million. $30 million of that is guaranteed, which is the most guaranteed money for any running back in the last 5 years. That is a big win for James Cook. And ultimately, where I sit on it, now it's been a few hours since it's happened, I'm fine with it. It's around the number that I was comfortable with. I think past $12 million, I was going to be kind of uncomfortable and I would not like it at all. He gets more than Kyron Williams, which I think is just, Williams touches the ball more. He also does less with it. So I'm good with it. I also think this is an extension that had to be signed when you look at the rest of the offensive skill positions.
I don't know about had to be signed, but I do look at it as they clearly see him as a driver of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give an extension to a running back if you don't think that he can, in these next 4 years, at minimum put up the same production that he's been.
Yeah.
I am fascinated, though, at the timing of this. It's a career high of 16 rushing touchdowns. The carries aren't always there. Brandon Bean even saying, we want to make sure that we keep him fresh. We'll use our other weapons as well. That is the part that gives me some pause.
Mm-hmm.
But I also thought all along that the Bills figured they couldn't afford him.
Yeah, that his price wouldn't go down to an affordable price. That eventually they would have to move on from, not because they necessarily wanted to, but because, as you point out, they couldn't afford him. In reality, it ends up being okay. $12 million is fine.
They get it done.
Yeah.
They meet in a middle ground that is probably at the threshold of comfort for a lot of fans.
Yeah.
In terms of cap percentage, cap number, it's not going to be a bargain for the Bills, which they got a couple of those this offseason with some extensions.
No, yeah, I would never – I don't think we're ever going to get to a point where we're sitting here going, oh, Bean nailed it again. This is a bargain.
But I'm
especially
not going to –
looking at the other four extensions they signed this year, I don't think we're ever going to get there.
But I'm not going to go ahead and say that Bean got pantsed on this one.
Right.
Like, it's market value.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably where you're going for that. If Cook got his demand, then yeah. But I also know that Bean's a good enough general manager, he wouldn't be the one – being taken advantage of on that.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder what this could mean for cap ramifications going forward. Yes, the cap goes up every year. And it's the NFL. It goes up typically by crazy numbers. But you also still live in a league that has a cap.
Mm-hmm.
You can't retain everybody. It's quite frankly the message I'm trying to get to here.
Yeah, and in this offseason, excluding Josh Allen, he did get a new deal, but excluding him, he was already extended. James Cook, Benford, Rousseau, Terrell Bernard, Khalil Shakir all signed new deals. And by the way, they're all four-year deals as well.
They're all four-year deals. This also screams, we know our window.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get this done within the next, I would say, the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get it done. You've been knocking on the doorstep now for what many fans may say is too long. Breakthrough. That's all we got to see. And that's the part that I'm not going to be nervous about. I'm just going to, you know, here we go.
Yeah, in a way, the starter gun has been fired. You have this. I mean, Bean even said it outright that this is the young core that they have signed. These are the guys they think are going to push them forward. Other guys as well could be looking at contract extensions in the next 2-3 years. Like guys like Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid, Osiris Torrance are going to be some of the names that we'll be hearing in the next few years that will be looking for extensions. Torrance is one that I am looking at. And I didn't even mention either. Connor McGovern is also going to be somebody that may look for an extension. We'll see if that is something that can get done. But they have very much set the table of like, okay, this is the group. You say 3 years, I'm looking a little bit more at 2. 3 is probably pushing it for me, but I think that's still fine. Like, I have no issue with that.
I go to all of them got 4-year deals.
Mm-hmm.
I'd imagine you want to get it done within that 4 years.
Right.
But then probably like something might happen to a player and turning the 4-year window into 3.
Mm-hmm.
My bet is sadly on the running back, but that's the position and how NFL contracts seem to work. It's also still the same message. Back to your regularly scheduled programming. The Bills are in a Super Bowl window. They know it. They've put a timetable on it, it looks like themselves, of we need to make sure we get this done within this stretch because now we've got 5 contracts that are going to come up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have nothing to come back from with that for another core, that's painful.
Well, I mean, we've talked about it too, and I know every show here has talked about how much the Bills have won, yet have not even made a Super Bowl. If you go through 2 cores, and there are big extensions, and they're good players, but you don't win anything, you don't make the game, what have you. I mean, we talk about too how the losers are typically not treated well in history, especially in sports. This could be one of those where you're really not treated well. You know, look, Dan Marino is maybe like the biggest example of he never made another Super Bowl after year 2, the whole thing. But his teams at times weren't very good. He was willing his team to 9-10 win seasons after, right, after the Super Bowl runs. That is not true of the Bills. The Bills are regularly the 2 seed, 11 to 13 wins every year. They are comfortably some of the best teams in the league, statistically, across the board. It is not just Allen. This is where I also think it's, and it's James Cook Day, but this is where it's also, it's a big season for 3 men in particular. Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, Bobby Babich. You put a ton,
yes,
into the defense. If it is not significantly better than it was last year on crucial metrics, third downs, drives ending in touchdowns, sack percentage, pressure percentage.
Especially because of the fact that it's the general manager goes on record,
mm-hmm,
saying we focused our draft class on the defense.
Yeah, wide receiver is not where we failed, kind of
deal. Exactly how, where I was going with,
yeah,
that. You've now put yourself on record with that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not better, sure, you could have the second highest scoring offense. If the defense is not up to snuff, again, after you had said publicly that it let you down, then you're looking at different questions with the same intensity. It has to be, the defense has to look better.
Yeah. It has to. And you loaded up so much with Sanders and Walker and Landon Jackson. You signed Joey Bosa. You bring in 2 other guys who all, both will be serving suspensions. Hoyt and Ogunjobi are going to be crucial in January. It is a big year for the defense, and it needs to get done. It needs to get done. 803-0550, the number to call it. Want to jump on the show, give your thoughts on James Cook, who does sign his four-year extension, good for 4 years, $48 million. That's $12 million per year. He also gets $30 million of that guaranteed. We don't know, at least I have not seen, all of the details for the contract in terms of, you know, how front-loaded this is. Do they spread it out? What have you? We'll see that as the day goes on. It is also official as well. The Bills have tweeted it out. James Cook, you know, he's talked about it. Bean has talked about it. And now we go from here. The team is better with Cook on it today. I think that much is clear. But I think we also got to this point because Coleman and Kincaid didn't hit. Outside of Allen, Cook is absolutely their best offensive skill position player.
He's a piece of the engine. You don't sign this player without thinking he did make a difference with this team over the last couple of years under Joe Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Now comes the extra wrinkle.
Yeah.
Brady leaves. And they're not as apt with the willingness to run the football, for example, with whoever comes
mm-hmm.
in. Does that contract then take a different lean to it?
Especially, I think, because most of us acknowledge Brady's gone after this year. He's going to be a head coach somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they put up any numbers close to what they did last year, he's gone.
Right.
And we've also already seen an offense want to change to the next offense coordinator, and not successfully, going from Dable to Dorsey. And
painfully so.
The Dorsey pick, by at least everything I've seen, Dorsey really wanted Kincaid.
Dorsey wanted to run two tight ends.
Dorsey's gone, and now we're kind of still sort of trying to figure out what Kincaid is. I mean, I want him to perform well this year. I don't know if him and his quarterback have a good rapport, at least on the field. Allen misses him a lot, and it has hurt his production quite a bit. It also kind of got him hurt in the Colts game. So we'll see how that ends up going. 803-0550, again, the number to call. Sal Capaccio will be joining us hopefully later on in the show. Let's get connected to our fans, though, and that is brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll start off this morning with CJ on the line. CJ, how are we doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Quick question, or simple question, let's say that. Does this not unintentionally put pressure on Sean McDermott? It's not to say he's a bad coach. It's not to say that he would even be kicked off, because I do think, if you think it from a business aspect, the owner, Pegula, loves Sean McDermott because every year you're adding extra games, which is extra revenue.
Right, yeah.
I see it from that aspect. But when it comes to actually winning and looking at it from the GM aspect, you went all in on defense this year. You also have a bunch of contracts, like you said, is about to expire. You also have Josh Allen aging. You also have a AFC that's not getting worse. They're getting better. Last year, the Chiefs took a step back. Should have been our year. Could have, should have, would have, right? The Ravens aren't getting worse. There's teams that are, over time, also getting better. Right now, it seems like the Bengals are in turmoil. A bunch of teams aren't looking as bad, but like teams like the Jags are getting better. The Patriots are getting better. There's a clock on our head coach, unintentionally, that's real. And maybe just a fan see it. I know the owner, I'm not saying get rid of Sean McDermott, but we have a new stadium coming. This year seems like the year based off how the schedule looks. There's too many things where it says, Sean McDermott, you have to get it done now. There's too many times in a playoff where you lose by, like the other team puts up 30, and you're a defensive-minded head coach. It falls on the head coach. It's not Josh Allen. He has the best touchdown interception ratio in NFL history. You can't blame the QB, but every talk show talks about, can Josh Allen get it done? When Josh Allen is, I guess, in a aspect, defending himself against the head coach. Like, 13 seconds wasn't Josh Allen. He did his part. I know we keep bringing up 13 seconds, but mm-hmm. I'm looking at in totality, it really falls on Sean McDermott by a lot. It's not to say he's a bad head coach, but in the moment, and we talk about players in the moment, it's also coaches. What do you do? Or what have we seen?
Yeah. CJ, I mean, that was my point, too. It McDermott's part of that trio of guys that I think like this year is important. I don't think McDermott only goes if they win like five games this year. That's not happening. But in terms of where how the feelings are going into March and April of next year, McDermott, Babich, McDermott, this is a massive year for them. They put a lot into the defense. McDermott, Bean, you've handed out a lot of extensions. Some could be huge bargains. Others, a little bit of a worry. Cook can fall into that, okay, we'll see how this goes. And then Babich, it's your second year as defensive coordinator. The defense, I mean, without outright saying it, the team has somewhat said that was a reason why they didn't win the Super Bowl.
The defense needs to be better, and that's more or less just something that for all three of those people, being mm-hmm. McDermott and Babich, it still should ring true. Like, yeah, McDermott is the head coach, but it's still predicated off of his system.
Yeah, absolutely. 803-0550, again, the number to call. We want to jump on the show, give your thoughts on James Cook. But right now we go to the Wester Hotline as Sal Capaccio joins the show from Bills practice as James Cook, is going to be out there for a second straight day. Sal, he signs his deal. Gets done.
He should be out here for the next several years, mm-hmm, to be honest with you, right? I mean, yesterday we saw James Cook and Sean McDermott said some things had changed and we didn't know if that meant contractually. I think it was more of, hey, they really came to an understanding he needed to practice and he was going to be out here. But certainly, as we said yesterday, we wouldn't be surprised if there was something done. And lo and behold, that's what happened. According to Brandon Bean, we heard from him earlier, the deal came together and finalized at about 11 p.m. last night. I asked him, was it something that they knew was going to happen and that's why James practiced yesterday? And he kind of said, well, it was really more of a, hey, we need you on the practice field and we're going to get this done. More of a, hey, let's go. You show good faith, we'll show good faith. You come out and practice, you know, we'll make sure we work and get this gap bridged. And they did that. And James Cook now under contract for the next 5 years. It is a four-year extension on top of the rookie deal that he has 1 year remaining on. That's important to note. So he is under contract through the year 2029 with the Buffalo Bills. And no more drama, no more hold in, no more hard knock story on James Cook not practicing. The next one will be him on the field with the team.
And on the hard knocks thing, Sal, too, I think many of us were expecting he'd be a major focus of last night's episode. He kind of wasn't. And so it is funny that they came to an understanding last night, and ultimately it wasn't a bad episode for the Bills. Cook wasn't all around, you know, not bashing the team, but it ultimately just wasn't a main focus.
Yeah, I agree with you. Listen, as we've noted, the Bills have a lot of editorial control, if not the entire, you know, control over here of what gets out, what doesn't. They're not going to want their own organization painted in a bad light, or nor their players, regardless of what's going on. And this was never contentious between James and the organization. It was just business. And Brandon Bean talked about that and how to balance those two things. And when you have good relationships, you're honest, and you're truthful with each other, you can balance those. And sure, can it get awkward? Absolutely. But that's the job of the agent. That's the job of the general manager. And look, I mean, I think he handled it kind of weirdly a bit, but at the same time, good for James Cook and his agent. They got paid, and that's what this was all about for him. But as far as Hard Knocks is concerned, they didn't focus too much on it last night. We saw that he was not on the field with his team, and he was in meeting rooms. And that was something Brandon Bean noted, that his teammates noticed that he's still here. He's still present. He's still engaged. That was good to see, and we'll see a little bit more about him next week. In fact, what I'll do is I'll have some video a little bit later. I can't do it right now, guys. I'm at practice, and we have certain rules on when we can post things. But when practice is over, I'll post a video of James stretching, and literally he's stretching, and you see all the Hard Knocks cameras and microphones right next to him. So I'm sure that's going to be a photo.
There we go. Yeah, that'll be episode three. There you go.
Yep, I'm sure that James Cook loves that. But staying on Cook with this, Sal, it does look like this is a reward for a player that has shown over the past couple of years under Joe Brady's offense, he's part of the engine. He allows this team to have some balance to it and be a little bit of a big play artist for them. Do you think that would still be the case here, and knowing that Brady is going to be a head coaching candidate, very much a popular one next year, do you think that there might be this potential of like a blowback considerable with Cook being a running back that is favored in this system long term? I'm fumbling through this question. I'm doing great.
Yeah, that's okay. I think I understand what you're trying to say, and what I would answer it this way is, I hope this answers your question. I don't think the Bills change anything about the philosophy of how they run their offense based on James Cook signing a contract extension.
Right.
Like, the reason why they sign him is because he fits perfectly into what his role is right now. This isn't, oh, we're going to give you more money, so now you have to do something more than what we've been asking, because that's not good for the team if they don't feel like he's good at those things or need to be – like, Ty Johnson's their third down back, right? We know that.
Yes.
Are you going to put James Cook over Ty Johnson just because he signed for more money? No, because if he's not the better player for the job, you don't do that. You know, you keep him fresh. And Brandon Bean talked about the explosiveness of James Cook and how keeping him fresh is imperative and important, about how everybody in the running back room has their own role and they fit so well and their skill sets really do offset each other so well. So, guys, I don't see anything changing with the usage of James Cook simply because of the contract. Now, can James Cook get better at pass protection and therefore see the field more? Sure. I think the cause and effect here is not because of the contract, though.
On the Western Hotline, Sal Capaccio from Bills Practice. And Sal, this completes a very busy offseason for the Bills internally, excluding Josh Allen, as you already had an extension. Five players, though, got new deals. James Cook, the last of them, but also Christian Benford, Greg Rousseau, Terrell Bernard, and Khalil Shakir, all four-year deals. I know Bean specifically mentioned, like, this is the core. Like, we've got the young guys, and we're going forward with them. It does feel like, as well, the starter gun has gone off, and this is now a window for them to try to win a Super Bowl about the next 2 or 3 years.
I have said this really going back to the other extensions, and it just really hammers the point home even more, which is take a look at how they have structured the contracts of these young guys. Let's go back, you know, a year ago when they ripped the Band-Aid off, so to speak, right? Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, Mitch Morse, Tre'Davious White, and they said, we have to move on from these guys because it allowed them to do some things the following year, which is this offseason. And then what happened this offseason? Terrell Bernard, Khalil Shakir, Christian Benford, Greg Rousseau, all of them were entering the final year of their deal. The first three I mentioned, the rookie deals, Rousseau was his fifth-year option, but they were all entering the final year of their rookie deal. He signs all of them to four-year extensions, which includes the 1 year remaining on the final year of their deal. So that's 5 years under contract for all of these guys. In the meantime, Josh Allen signs an extension, redoes his contract. He goes 6 years. Every time that you think about it and you look at how it's structured, it is clearly a statement that this team feels to me. Their window to win Super Bowls is the next 5 years with Josh Allen. Because then 5 years from now, he's going to be 33, 34, and you're going to have this core. This is the new core. They had a core for 7 years, with six, 7 years, with Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, Stephon Diggs, Mitch Morse, like predominantly over that time, these players. There are still a few that are here now. Deion Dawkins still here. We know Matt Milano's still here. Tre'Davious White is back. But think about this core now. It is Spencer Brown, Dalton Kincaid even, right, as a first-round pick from a few years ago. And now these guys that I mentioned, Bernard, Shakir, Benford, Rousseau, and now James Cook, who's added to that group where they all have contract extensions ending after the 2029 season.
All right, Sal, we'll let you get back to practice. Thanks for jumping on with us this morning. We'll talk again soon.
All right, guys, thanks.
That was Sal Capaccio there on the West Her Hotline. And, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just flat out. It's in black and white. The Bills have set up the next few years. This is the group going forward. And now, Derek, we talked about this off air, but now I look at some of these names that just got the extensions this year. I've mentioned Rousseau. You rebuilt the defensive line. Rousseau, though, had arguably a career year. Outside of sack numbers, he was better in almost every category. If he jumps up that number and continues the progression, if Benford goes from just kind of an unheralded, unknown, really good corner to a known top 10, top 15 at his position, Terrell Bernard gets back to what it looked like he was going to be 2 years ago, I think you can then feel really comfortable about this core. I will say right now, sitting here, I am slightly nervous. The starter gun has gone off. We've got this window, and I am trying to find the players I do think are going to be, you know, to use the soccer term, world class, or the guys that I can sit here and go, it's not just Josh Allen. And I think that's my one fear, is that I look around this roster, and to a certain extent, Hard Knocks has played into it too. The folk hero-ness, the almost Greek god level of praise Allen gets, they need to find other guys, not just on the offensive side of the ball, on defense especially. They've done a really good job at building the offensive line, right? They've done a good job at that. But they need to have a few of these guys be world-class kind of players. That's what the Eagles have. That's what the Chiefs have had. That's what the 49ers have had. The Bills have not had that. I think that is maybe the biggest aspect that has held them back in these last few years.
I also think that this has to do with, it is not just if. You mentioned if for a couple of these extensions. It's not an if. It's an expectation. You have rewarded them for past performance, but you're also paying them for what they should be doing going forward.
Right.
It is not if. This has to happen. You've given four-year extensions to five different players this year. This offseason alone. You know your window.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And we are back to our regularly scheduled programming, folks. The same spiel that we've had about this team now for years. And it's the same message all along.
803-0550, the number to call. Your thoughts on the James Cook deal as he signs a four-year, $48 million extension. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and this is WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and the big news of today, if you did miss it, James Cook's hold-in is officially over as he signs a four-year, $48 million deal that will keep him here for a number of years, $30 million guaranteed.
There and, better not be another reason
right,
for that.
Right, right. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, I mean, it could be Cam Hayward. Like, what if he has like a 1,500-yard rushing season, 18 touchdowns? He's like, let's get him back. I don't think he'll do that.
Yeah, no. But what Hayward's doing is bad faith.
It's like, oh, no.
And I think that James Cook, who already probably doesn't love the idea of having a bunch of cameras surrounding him, by the way, love that for him. Hate that for him, actually. I would imagine this is going to be, no, he's not going to do that sort of a negotiating in bad faith. That doesn't seem like his style.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, this turns into Cook being the kind of guy who he wants to try to make sure that things get done, like, and not be a distraction.
And to be fair, he was open about that from the start.
From the start.
Sal mentioned it as well. He seemed uncomfortable at having to do this. You know, kind of at every turn, he did show up and do things. He practiced for the first 8 training camp practices and then held in for a little while. He was open that he didn't want to cause problems. He didn't want to be a distraction. And I think for the most part, he held true to that. A hold-in, at least for us, is always going to be a distraction. I don't think it ever really was for the team. For all of us on the outside, I think absolutely. It annoyed us. It pissed us off, whatever, what have you. I think the team, for the most part, was fine with it. I think Bean was just upset because he's like, I made it 9 years without having to deal with this. For the first time in my life, I'm going to have to deal with this. I think that was the most thing that bothered him.
It was pretty funny hearing him saying, like, he was asked, what did you learn from this sort of thing? That I don't sleep well.
Right, right. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll start this segment off with Dan on the line. Dan, how are we doing?
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
I just
wanted to say real quick, I'm glad that they signed Cook. I think it was a good deal. He's young. He's an established running back, probably the best running back we've had since Fred Jackson and Thurman Thomas. I mean, they paid a lot of money to older guys trying to pass rush, so I just think it was a good move because the other running backs, I think they'll complement each other. I just don't think we would have had that great of a running game if Cook was gone and you're just trying to do it mm-hmm. with just Darren Johnson and Ray Davis. Thank you.
Yeah, Dan, thanks for the call. It is something to it. And where, like, I like the deal. I'll talk positively about it. Like, I'm fine with it. I will never love the deal. I really like the Greg Rousseau contract. Khalil Shakir, I'm very happy with. With Cook, I'm always going to be more happy for the player than the team. I think in part because of kind of what Dan was bringing up there, where it is also going to be Ty Johnson and Ray Davis. You know, Cook probably won't get higher than like 52% of the snaps. And that mm-hmm. will always sort of – I do not like the answer of he's better used when we use him less. I really don't love that. And that kind of – I don't want to say scares me. That's not right. But it worries me. This contract is not an anchor. It is not an albatross.
It's not an anchor.
It will never likely become that. But when I'm also looking at Osiris Torrance might be having to get a deal next year, and if he continues the play that he has, might be one of the biggest guard contracts in the sport. If Kincaid arrives, and from the reports that I know Sal was having the last few days, he's looked really good the last few days. Coleman, same thing. There's going to be other big contracts they have to give out, and I think in part why they wanted to get the Cook deal done, and I think this is right. Is the team better right now with or without him? And I've always been on this. I wanted Cook on the team this year. is not that worried post this year. They could go back into the draft. They could do what, you know, whatever they wanted. And they maybe also would have discovered they have other skill position weapons. Shakir is maybe the closest thing of a consistent weapon, but he's not a touchdown scorer. He's not a big play guy. He's a slot guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if Coleman or Kincaid arrive, and then Cook is also under 50% of the snap share, I think that's the only time I'm going to look at this deal and go, I don't love this at all.
It is, like I said earlier, you're not being taken to the woodshed by this contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's also not a bargain. It's not a bargain. But there is something else to think about in this sense. This isn't like the NHL, where it is that pure $12 million per season.
Right.
This could effectively be a 2 or 3 year contract based on how it's framed. It still makes it the same vital message about the Bills, which is the same one that has been here for several years now. Get it done somehow, find a way.
Mm-hmm.
You are not asking if anymore. You are expecting Cook to keep up his production, even if it is with limited snap shares, because that's what you paid him to do. And if he's not able to give you that big play element again this year, that's where you could start getting into a little bit of trouble,
mm-hmm.
so to say. If this is a player that he has that career spike in touchdowns and never even gets to the same echelon or even close to it, say it's back to the 2 touchdowns per year in his first 2 years.
Oh,
yeah, that reaction was not great from you just now. You braced for impact. It's not going to look as good. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be viable for the team long term. I mentioned a couple days ago, how often does a running back survive a second contract with a team and get the full effect of it? The answer's not many.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when Christian McCaffrey's traded during his contract.
Yeah. The hope is because of his low usage,
Derrick Henry's the one rare person in all of this.
Yes. Yeah. But the hope is because of his low usage, it's going to extend that window.
And that is the thing that needs to happen here is if you're going to keep him fresh, that is the positive to making this extension happen. That is the key, is you keep him fresh so that the wear and tear that typically hits running backs by the age of 29 doesn't happen. That's the important part, and Cook will need to make sure that big play element stays there. And I know it's kind of the lazy comparison here, you know, bringing his brother into this, but Dalvin Cook was that type of player, and then all of a sudden his big playability drops off a cliff.
Yeah.
And the explosiveness really dwindles away. I don't think that that's something that happens. Either that or the family's cursed.
Could also be true.
And I don't believe in that. True. I don't believe in that. But you definitely want to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're probably not seeing the last of that deal.
Right. 803-0550, the number to call. I want to jump on, give your thoughts on James Cook's new contract. The Bills hand out 5 new contracts, 6 in total to current players this offseason. Again, excluding Josh Allen, it's 5 new guys. James Cook, the last of them. It's a 4-year, $48 million deal. $30 million of that is guaranteed. On Twitter, Al tweets in, meh. He's not really on the field when the game is on the line, the fourth quarter, and I'm just not a fan of signing running backs to a second contract, even with his low usage. The fourth quarter thing especially, that's looking right at the AFC Championship game. And in part, that's the pass blocking issues. You know, they trust guys like Ty Johnson a little bit more in the pass block and even in, maybe in the passing game. Although it's frustrating, in the AFC Championship, he was their best player. And I've said this before, if they won that game and went to the Super Bowl, I don't even think we got to this point. I think they signed him earlier because of that touchdown on fourth down where he had to reach over the goal line and, you know, his hands on the ground to keep him up.
It would have been a really cool thing to see, to have that be mm-hmm. the play that spikes you to the AFC Championship game.
That would have been the Super Bowl
AFC Championship game, sorry.
But so I've said that from the beginning. I think if they won that game, they got the deal done earlier. I also think that play, though, got it to a point where they're like, we need to bring him back. Mm-hmm. We need to bring him back. Even if you don't totally agree with it, I think that play really had the Bills leaning towards he needs to come back.
And yet, this is where there's a real interesting discussion about it because one drive later, he's not on the field.
Right. And so you do wonder, like, And that's where the usage for me comes in and why like I'm sort of closer to Al. And maybe I won't say eh because I'm like, no, this is a good deal. I'm fine with it. But that will always just linger with me where it's I'm looking at the other running backs who are making these contracts are on the field 65% of the time, 60% of the time. You know, Kyren Williams is a bit of an exception at 89% last year. But to that point as well, Cook is now sort of the exception of being under 50%, where the rest of his compatriots around him are very much on the field at a regular pop. Will tweets in, the contract is going to be a steal in a few years, and hopefully that means they trust him more in the big moments. I thought they went away from him too fast in the AFC Championship game. He was on fire. I agree with Will. He was, I think, their best skill position player, not named Josh Allen that game. But we talked with Sal too, though. I don't know if that necessarily means the contract will point them in the direction of giving Cook the ball more. They do like their running back room. It has worked for them.
It has worked, and it is something where Cook is a big portion for that. Keeping him healthy, keeping him fresh, is also a little bit of the give and take.
Mm-hmm.
You keep him fresh, it allows him to make those plays and allows him to be more explosive. Bills fans, remember C.J. Spiller. That's a name. You awesome. Gave him more carries. Mm-hmm. It was not as effective for him. This is kind of this. I don't want to say it's the same sort of thing. But again, you're asking a running back every time he touches the football, run into that pile of humanity and let's see what happens. If the Bills can extend the longevity of Cook's abilities in any way,
mm-hmm.
which includes and is not limited to the abilities of Ray Davis and Ty Johnson, then you probably are going to maximize the amount of time that the contract is viable. That's the key, I think, for the Bills is going to be making sure that usage does get a little bit of an uptick mm-hmm. so that the contract has its worth, while also not stepping too far to where wear and tear becomes an issue. That is a balance that not many teams care about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe that happens here too. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know how they're going to do this, how any sort of change to deployment is going to be there. But let's be real about something. I don't know if I see Ray Davis on this team further than the next couple of years.
I don't. Not and, after this deal, I don't.
And Ty Johnson, it's a third down back. But if he has another good year, how much are you...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Really going to put money into the running back room. Mm-hmm. That's the other part of this.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you really going to expend in the running back room without just cheaply reloading in the draft, which the Bills already do?
Yeah, that's kind of that was a big reason why many of us, myself included, kind of wondered, do they really want to sign back James Cook? Or is it, man, you were the best of a group that we are happily going to move off of. We'll miss you, but this is what we like to do. You know, today is the first time I have felt like they are willing to pay at least somewhat good money to a running back. I don't want to say big money. It's not. It's $12 million a year, but good money to a running back on a second deal. 803-0550, the number to call. Your thoughts on the James Cook extension? We'll be with you until 12 o'clock. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. This is WGR. Wrapping up hour number one here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Of course, that is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here on a little bit of a cloudy Wednesday, but the vibes are very good. James Cook, the hold-in, kind of, it ended yesterday. Today is the official day, though. 4 years, $48 million contract, $30 million of that guaranteed, and of course, that is $12 million per year. That kind of locks him right in the middle of kind of the big name running backs. He's a little bit of an outlier because of his snap share, but he doesn't get the 15. He gets a million more than Kyren Williams, who touches the ball way more than he does, and I think that's just fine. But how are you feeling about it? 803-0550, the number to call. We go back to the phones. Nick is with us next. Nick, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm kind of getting to a point, though. Like, how is this a good contract? This is a guy who took 17 games to get to 1,000 yards, and he was force-fed in the final game. You don't think that we're wasting Josh Allen's career by signing a freaking running back that are a dime a dozen in this league? It's not 20 years ago in 2005 when you got to run the ball 35 times. They need a receiver. We have no receivers. I don't want to hear about Curtis Samuel or God, Keon Coleman, because he's just the messiah of receivers for us, right? I don't understand. This radio station is driving me through a freaking wall. This is ridiculous. How is $12 million a year a good contract for a guy who's in the middle of the pack in the NFL for running backs? I just don't get it.
Nick, I don't get why we're catching a stray when we're the same radio station that got yelled at about wide receiver talk.
Yeah, Nick is upset.
Yeah.
Nick is upset.
I don't know why we're catching strays on this one. Like,
well, I think
cool,
also,
thanks for the call.
Well, I think to Nick's point, too, I mean, we're through 1 year with Keon Coleman. If he does hit, we're not having this conversation. Palmer gets open a ton. I'm not saying that they're healthy at wide receiver in terms of they're all done. They don't have to worry about it. I'm not saying that. And I do think they had to sign Cook because a lot of their playmakers have not popped off. But if we're really going to act like $12 million is an albatross of a contract, man, you got to go outside. It's not that bad. I'm just saying, it's not that bad. We're acting like it's over with. Go outside.
Yeah, like this is not – ready? It's not great, which is something that we have been saying this morning.
But
it's
acting like this is a disaster – and by the way, I'm tired of the wasting Josh Allen. Burrow is in the same conference.
Jackson.
In wasting. Burrow has not made the playoffs in 2 years.
Yes.
And yet I have to hear about some people going, we're wasting Josh Allen. He didn't make the playoffs last year.
Last two years.
That is wasting a player.
Last 2 years.
That is wasting him.
Yeah, that's...
Allen made the AFC Championship game last year and almost did make a Super Bowl. That's not wasting a player. And you signed a running back to $12 million. Do I love it? No.
I love, by the way, that your focus was the wide receivers when, again... A, this station got yelled at by said general manager. And more importantly, B, they made a concerted focus on the defense. No complaints from there. You're mad just to be mad right now, dude. Honestly.
803-0550, the number to call. I don't know. I'm having a good day. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.